Welcome to The Unraveling, a weekly commentary devoted to explaining the Torah, Haftarah, and other aspects of Jewish history, ideas, and thought. This podcast is made by the FJMC, the Federation of Jewish Men's Clubs. The material of these Unraveler podcasts provide a historical and somewhat different approach to help you, the listener, better understand Jewish life and thought. This week's Haftarah commentary is read by Michael Freilich of the Seaboard region of the FJMC, whose Judaic knowledge has been shared with men throughout North America. We hope you enjoy it and find it intellectually challenging. The opinions expressed in the Unraveler are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the opinions or policy of the FJMC.
Shalom, all you all. Today's Porsha for the Haftorah is Parsha Lech Lecha. The Haftorah comes from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 27 through chapter 41, verse 16. Today's Unraveler was originally written by Rabbi Steve Kane, who at the time of its writing was the spiritual leader, Congregation Sons of Israel, Barraclough Manor, New York. This was originally proclamated on October 11, 2013. As always, we must ask why this particular reading from the prophets was chosen to complement a lesson from the Torah portion. The Torah portion began with the election of Abraham to bring God's message to the world. From the beginning, Abraham is told that this is a relationship that he cannot carry on by himself. It is something that he can only be accomplished by an entire people. Thus, God promises to Abraham, quote, "I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and curse those who curse you, and all the families of the earth shall bless themselves by you." Close quote. The Haftorah now brings us a message that the prophet Isaiah delivered to the people of Israel as they sat in exile in Babylonia. This was in some time in the 6th century before the Common Era. Having been defeated and conquered, the Jewish people had been sent from the land of Israel. Their conquerors surmised that being exiled from their native land, the people would lose their will to go on and assimilate into the general Babylonian population. Yet in exile, the Jews remained a distinct people, keeping their belief in God and God's promise to Abraham cited above. Though the words of Isaiah, God wishes to remind the people that though they have left their land, God has not abandoned them. Indeed, they will carry on the promise God made to Abraham as, quote, Abraham's nation, close quote. This will occur as Isaiah lets the people know through a new leader, quote, a victor roused from the east, close quote, who will permit the Jews to return to the land of Israel. Most historians identify this, quote, victor, close quote, with the Persian king Cyrus, who was willing to let the people go back to their land and rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. The concept of the Jewish people continuing the covenant first made with Abraham is found through the connection to the Parsha of a number of phrases in the Haftorah. The people are referred to as, quote, Zera Avraham Avi, the seed of my beloved Abraham. They are also referred to the promise and echoes the promise made to Abraham that, quote, I give all the land to you and your seed. Zerah. So too, God says to Abraham, quote, Al ticha Avram, fear not, Abram. I am a shield to you, close quote. Echoed by the prophet who states in God's name, quote, Al ticha, fear not, for I am with you. Be not frightened, for I am your God. I strengthen you, and I help you. I uphold you with my victorious right hand. Finally, it is in Lecha that Abraham and future generations are first commanded to be circumcised. There is nothing that would distinguish the Jewish people physically as much as circumcision. Perhaps then, the Haftorah is also connected to the Torah portion through what continued to be both a symbol of their covenant with God and at the same time maintained their distinctiveness as a people, Brit Milah, or circumcision. Until the exile was over, as Jews read both the Torah and Haftorah, they were comforted comforted that the covenant first mentioned in Genesis continued to apply to Jews wherever they lived, wherever in Babylonia or throughout the diaspora, symbolized through their own Brit Milah. Isaiah's message thus proved to be a comfort not only to those who first heard it, but also throughout the generation whenever it was read.
We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. The FJMC mission is to involve Jewish men in Jewish life. You can find more information about the organization at the FJMC's website at www.fjmc.org. Music for this podcast is Climb, written by Shane Ivers, and is available at www.silvermansound.com.